Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 6, verses 44 through 51. The Reverend Randy Asbury is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John chapter 6. Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's text confronts us with two big questions for our life and well-being with God. One, what does it mean to be drawn to Jesus? And two, how do you eat the bread of life? First, Jesus says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." What is this inability or this impossibility of coming to Jesus? Some try to tie it to God's eternal election or predestination. They say you can come to Jesus only if God has predetermined it for you from eternity. And for those who don't come to Jesus then, well, God must not have willed it. After all, God is sovereign. So whatever happens must be by his supreme power and will. Others explain this inability of coming to Jesus by focusing on human free will. They say something like, it means no action lies within our human power. But then others will answer that by saying, well, we must have some capacity to believe in God, so the no one can come must mean we need assistance in coming to him, assistance in enjoying his benefits. Then there's that word draws. The Greek can also mean drags. Does the Father have to drag us by the scruff of the neck to Jesus? What does it mean to be drawn to Jesus? To help answer this one, let's listen to some Luther on this passage. When God draws us, he is not like a hangman who drags a thief up the ladder to the gallows, but he allures and coaxes us in a friendly fashion, as a kind man attracts people by his amiability and cordiality, and everyone willingly goes to him. Thus, God, too, gently draws people to himself so that they abide with him willingly and happily. Thus, he wants to show that we do not come to him through our wisdom, for that would make you really unwilling. But you come to him when the Father shows you his great mercy, when he assures you that he will reveal himself as having sent his Son into the world out of paternal love, as is written in John 3:16, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Then you hear that God is not hostile to you, but is your gracious and merciful Father, who gave his Son for you, let him die for you, and raised him again from the dead. He directs you to the Son and has him proclaim to you. And if this is correctly taught, then we come to him. That is meant by the expression to be drawn. Luther also crafts a little speech by Jesus. How might our Lord himself explain this being drawn? How does he bring you to me, Jesus might say? By sending me into the world, by speaking to you through my mouth, by drawing your heart when you accept the word which I speak as that of the Father, and by letting the word lead you nowhere else than to the person of Christ, and only through him to the Father. How does the Father draw you to his Son Jesus? First, by sending his Son into the world, this fallen world. And then by all of his words and works, especially his dying and rising. And even now, he draws by the outside of us proclamation of his gospel, the outside of us service of baptism and the Lord's Supper. Now, the second big question. How do you eat the bread of life? Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Some say, yeah, this chapter, John chapter 6, is not about the sacrament at all. Therefore, the verb eat really means to believe. Do you believe in Jesus, the bread of life? Others say, how can we read or hear John chapter 6 and not think of the Lord's Supper? After all, just a couple verses later, Jesus said, whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Does it have to be either or? Can it possibly be both and? Is eating the bread of life about believing in Jesus or about feasting at his table? How about that good Lutheran answer? Yes. Jesus is the Word of God made flesh for us. He did indeed give his flesh for the life of the world on the cross. And he also said, when I'm lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. There's that draw word again. And you may believe that wholeheartedly. Stake your whole life on it. And that flesh lifted up on the cross is the very same flesh given in the supper. And something tells me Jesus himself would tie the two things together, believing in him and feasting on his flesh. It's even quite possible that Jesus could phrase his teaching in John chapter 6 to sound a lot like what he would later say in the upper room. Remember when he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to the disciples and said, this is my body which is given for you. Can you picture Peter and the others having one of those light bulb moments? Hey, that sounds pretty familiar. Sounds like back when he said, the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Word made flesh gives his flesh on a cross for the life of the world. He also continues to give his flesh for the supper, in the supper for your life and mine. It's how the Father draws all of us away from ourselves and to his Son. Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.